Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3 and 1620. I want to thank you for tuning in today. We've just got about 20 minutes left for sign off. And our last guest of the day is the chairman of the Escambia County Commission, Mike Kohler. Mike, thanks for coming on today.
Good morning, Walker. How you doing?
Doing good. Hanging in there. Made it this far, so, you know, I'll survive.
Yeah, you're another... getting close to the 9 a.m.,
That's
huh?
right. That's right. well, you know, I know the county's got a lot going on. And one of the bigger things, I guess, that came out of y'all's meetings last week is that, I guess, kind of got to a landing spot a little bit on negotiations for OLF 8, and just wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about kind of what's next, where we're at, where you landed, and what people need to be looking out for as we move forward.
Well, OLF 8, if you watch the last two meetings, has obviously consumed our board meeting. It's a big decision for the county. I honestly love the dialogue between the commissioners. I believe everyone's heart was trying to get in the right place. Honestly, I could go with any one of them, but the delta from my side was just the $7.5 million, which is just too much for us not to consider. I mean, that's like a firehouse, you know, that's a lot of money. But with that said, we're just at the negotiation phase. So yesterday, I know that our county administrator and county attorney met with, Well Done Away, the folks representing Beulah Center, and started haggling out the negotiations. They got a meeting on the 22nd, which at that point, I believe they're going to present a contract to the county. Obviously, we will have to see if we can live within those boundaries. And then, it's, you know, we'll continue that until we get to our February meeting, where at that time, I think we'll look and see if we're moving in the right direction. I know Beulah Center would like to, but, you know, there's a lot of legal things that have to be hashed out. We have to meet the DPZ plan, you know, all that stuff. So there's a concern, but I've been on the board a little over 2 years. We've had a couple of these where we've got some negotiations and haven't been able to get there, but I'm really optimistic that we're going to here soon. And if not, I hope that the other two parties will jump back in, and they may not want to, but, you know, I hope they do. But right now, Beulah Center's in the driving seat. If there's to lose, they've got 30 days to come up with a deal with the county.
Right. So, again, and you spoke about that $7.5 million delta. There was another proposal on the table. I think it was they were at $43.5 million for the entire property there. They maybe wanted to negotiate that price, well, but didn't want to do it in public, it seemed. And so then, you know, y'all went with the higher bidder there, the $50 million mark.
Yeah, the thing with Tri-West, they wouldn't nail down. I think Chad said, you know, they have more gas in the tank. And I honestly believe they would develop the project well. They're good people. Mm-hmm. It would have been a lot easier for me to go with Tri-West because my neighbors live around there. But at the same time, you got to look at the totality of what we're dealing with. And when you look at the jobs, both of those folks have brought in jobs. We don't have a contract with Boeing or IBM or Trader Joe's or any of that now. They both have brought in jobs. So those are things that they're both promising us. They both have built residential property. Now, they're both proud of their companies, and they should be. They've been highly successful. But for me, and I, you know, some of the commissioners, and I think when Tri-West left because they didn't want to negotiate the price, I appreciated Commissioner Barry taking the lead and coming back to the deal with Beulah Center because it was tough for all of us. I mean, I don't think it was. Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, for Commissioner May and I, you know, he wanted some more money. You know, it's hard for him to go back to his constituents and say, hey, I gave up $7.5 million.
Right.
I mean, it's same with me. So it's not always about the money, but it does matter. One of the responsibilities we all have to the taxpayers is to be fiscally responsible.
Exactly. Exactly. We're here with Commissioner Mike Kohler, the chairman of the Escambia County Commission, and talking about OLF 8. They've entered into negotiations, and the county administrator and I guess county attorney are working through those negotiations. Is that something that, Commissioner Kohler, they'll bring back to the five of you to discuss as a group and kind of go through what's in that, you know, contract that you end up coming up with in the next 30 days?
Yeah, so you know, as a sunshine, unless there's a meeting, we can talk individually with the county administrator and county attorney, but it has to be in public forum. So we'll all kind of know if we ask questions of those two. But we have two meetings, one on the 22nd, which is I don't think we'll be there then because they meet they're meeting that day with the county attorney. But we also have one on February 6th, which is just shy of the 30 days that we gave them. But we should definitely know at that point if we're going to be close to a deal. So, yeah, I think at the February 6th meeting, we'll have some discussion to see if we're close. And that's probably where that will be there. A little short of the 30 days, but at least we'll have the public meeting to have everyone know where we are and if we're getting close to having a deal with the Beulah Center.
Great. I'm going to touch on this topic. I don't recall if there's been anything that's been going on of recent. I know there was around Thanksgiving or before that, but someone texted in and asked, they know the county owns the Bay Center, and can there be anything done to replace or remove the rusty chain link fence around it? And then I was going to segue into, is there still discussions going on with the sports facility out on the north end of the county and maybe possibly doing something at the Bay Center too and all that? So I'll just throw that in your lap and let you.
That's a great question. As you know, we brought back the Cal. Cal's probably what I should talk about before we get there. I don't know how much time. But that's going to come up as a committee of the whole meeting shortly. The rusty fence, I heard what Councilwoman Patton mentioned, and I already texted that to West saying, hey, can we look at this? But yes, we need to do something with the Bay Center. I think there's an appetite on the board. What we're going to do yet has not been defined, obviously, because we haven't had those discussions. But there's stuff that, people want to, have a conference hall, and then you have the folks that want the ice skating rink, and then you want an extreme makeover so that we can bring more stuff into the Bay Center. So there's all kinds of conversation, and honestly, at this point, we just need to move forward with start having some serious conversation about that, and I think we will in the next 3 months. I think we'll probably have that as one of our cows and then start moving forward with some ideas. Now, we got a long way to go on that, Walker. That probably has been going on for years, but I think the board is at a point now where we're willing to move forward. Now, as far as Ashton Brosnahan, I know I know there's an issue with wanting to have a sports complex out there, and I know Ray Palmer would like that, and I think Commissioner Berry would. We're going to have to decide how much money and debt we want to take on to revamp the Bay Center, if that could work. I don't know, maybe the ice rink, if we could do something out there. It's just we have a lot of ground to cover to see what we can do and with what amount of money we want to go into bond on, which is probably going to have to be a bond to do this, I would imagine. So a lot to cover there, but that, I hope, will be one of the Cal discussions within the next 90 days. And speaking of the committee, the whole—I don't know how much time I have.
We got about two and a half minutes. You're good.
Okay, so let me just highlight that. So we brought that back, and I know we didn't have one in January, but we did define in the morning agenda how we were going to do the Cal. And the Cal, each commissioner will basically get two Cals a year, so we'll have 10. July and December, we won't have them. If a commissioner doesn't want one, either the chair, or if there's a topic that another commissioner brings to the chair, we'll add that as our topic. So Commissioner Stroberger has the next one in February, and I don't know what he's going to bring up, but I probably will find out here in the next week. And then obviously I'll be up in the next month. And if the Bay Center doesn't come up in March, that will be my call to have them come in and brief us, because I want to get that, start having the conversation on that.
Great. And just, I guess, for folks that maybe don't know, we're not talking about cows out in the field. It's a committee of the whole, which gives you all the opportunity to have a meeting and discuss ideas, not particularly vote on something, but really just have a discussion around a topic before you maybe bring it to the table at an actual board meeting and vote up or down on an issue, right?
That's correct. So in my world where I came from, these would be called informational briefs, where you have subject matter experts come in, brief us, so we can get as much information as we can, but we can't vote on it. So we get the information, each commissioner has time to mull over the decision space to hopefully guide them in the right direction. And then later when we get down to, making the sausage, hopefully, we make the best sausage we can with what the information we get.
Right.
But yeah, the Cal is an informational brief. So, we haven't had them in 2 years. We've had one on all states. So, I think people are excited about that.
Yeah, I think that's good. You need that because sometimes it's hard for a board like that in the sunshine to make a decision based on what they're getting just in a board meeting. And, I think that's a good step forward, and especially for the public. And I think, the five of you collectively as well. So, Commissioner Kohler, I want to thank you for calling in today, being on with us and talking to us about what's going on with Escambia County, and hope you have a good rest of your week and get to hopefully enjoy a long 3-day weekend that's coming up in a few days.
We got a new president coming in.
That's true. On Monday, that's right.
For the inauguration.
Oh, that's yeah. You're going up there. That's
right. I'll root for you, Walker.
There we go. Good stuff.
So, all right. Hey, thanks for having me on, and have a great day.
All right. You too.